TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
TravelWise on the road, and this time one of our vignette series, short and snappy podcast, less than 10 minutes long, featuring a destination, or in this case, a featured hotel. This is ideal. This hotel will be ideal for a getaway, a weekend break, or a staycation even from the bustle of the city. So we're up at Alhambra Village in Ras Al Khaimah, about an hour's drive from Dubai International Airport, to give you some indication of how far away. And this is a look at the renovated Alhambra Village Hotel, which reopened at the start of last year, January 2023. I was there last year, and I've popped back again because I enjoyed it so much. So here we are, TravelWise, taking a look at our featured hotel, the Alhambra Village Hotel in Ras Al Khaimah.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Hello and welcome to my featured hotel, which is the Alhambra Village Hotel in Alhambra Village, Ras Al Khaimah. Let me tell you about the location, tell you what they've got here, and we're going to experience a barbecue later on. So location-wise, in the village, Alhambra Village, right by the side of the Championship Golf Course. Yep. And to one side of the fabulous Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Now, this hotel is, what we say, it's a boutique hotel. And let me give you some idea of what they've got here. Well, I'm sat outside because the main place for entertainment at night and cuisine-wise is the Frisky Fox. And tonight is a barbecue night. It's a Saturday night barbecue special, so we'll be exploring that a bit later on. But let's explore the hotel and what it's got. Well, I'm looking at the Frisky Fox. Behind me is the swimming pool. It's a good length swimming pool. The children's area at the far end. And beyond that is the reception area and a coffee shop in there. And either side, well, on the side of the pool, looking away from the Frisky Fox, on my left-hand side are the rooms. These are blocks which are just two stories. Ground floor, little garden area coming straight out onto the swimming pool. Arabesque style, you might say. And then on the other side of those accommodation rooms, those rooms, you've got the roadway, and on the other side another row. And these are, well, they're my preferred choice actually, because they overlook the Championship Golf Course. So greenery, pools, birds, wildlife and golfers. So a mixture of birdies, albatrosses as they go around, putting their way around the Championship Golf Course. So accommodation, as I said, is the style is Arabesque. Upstairs you've got balconies. Downstairs, most of them have got, depending on which block you're in or series of blocks, they come out onto a little patio area and the swimming pool. Or on the other side, as I said, my preferred choice is going to a little patio overlooking the golf course. So absolutely fabulous. And the hotel's gone through a renovation. I was here 1 year ago when it just reopened after renovation. So it's all being, what should we say, spruced up. And one of the features, looking across the pool, is the tower of the Waldorf Astoria. Now, I'm mentioning that because next door to the Waldorf Astoria, in fact, joining the building, is the Alhambra Residence, which is a sister operation, bit of a cluster you might say in some ways, because if you're staying here you can go to the residence, use their restaurant there and have access to the beach. Fabulous long beach there, a couple of swimming pools as well which guests here can actually use. So there you go, that's a bit of an overview of the location and what the hotel has to offer. Now, to my side is the market hall where breakfast is served, a jolly good breakfast, and a lot of the deals will include breakfast as part of that deal. And at the moment, there's a winter special going through to sometime in March, so go online, look out for that, the winter special at the Alhambra Village Hotel, and also applies to the residence, which is also run by the Alhambra Group of hospitality. So there we go. Haven't mentioned what's around the Frisky Fox in the pool. Palm trees. Yes, symbol of Arabia. And at night, as it is now, these are lit up with delicate lighting going up the trunks. It's great to be sitting under a palm tree and through the fronds of the palm tree looking up to a glorious moon and a number of stars and planets to be observed tonight. So there we go. I'm Phil Blizzard, featured hotel on this edition of my TravelWise podcast is the Alhambra Village Hotel.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
Short and Snappy, our vignette series on TravelWise. A Short and Snappy podcast, less than 10 minutes long, and hope you enjoy that. Whetted your appetite to pop up to Wrestlekema and Alhambra Village. Coming away soon, the Gulf of Thailand special. And also a vignette taking a look at the Fly Dubai service from Dubai to Utapao in Pattaya.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
TravelWise is a Phil Blizzard radio production. Email me at philblizzardmedia@gmail.com.
A Phil Blizzard radio production.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
And if you'd like to have your own podcast, do drop me an email on philblizzardmedia@gmail.com.
A Phil Blizzard radio production.
Available on Apple, Amazon, Engami, Spotify, Deezer, Google, and all good podcast channels, and also now on YouTube.